Going to update you on a story. And we talked about this yesterday. We had Dr. Mitch on the radio. And we're talking about kids going back to school, especially in kindergarten. And the Board of Education is asking for, you know, reports in terms of vaccines and vaccine updates. And the issue at hand is vaccines good for your child? And there's been all kinds of reports. Dr. Mitch says it is a good thing. We have another opinion, and today being a Wednesday, we're going to call it a Wellness Wednesday. We have another opinion that suggests maybe it's not a good thing, and we'll have that story coming up next. Wellness Wednesday today. One update you on a story we did with Dr. Mitch yesterday, and we talked about back to school day, and of course the young kids, some happy going back to school, some for the first time crying, parents are crying. So, you know, things are settling in now. It's day number two, we hope. And the issue came up with vaccines and vaccinations soon from the Thames Valley School Board and a Catholic School Board. You'll receive a piece of paper that says, hey, look, we just want to update our vaccination history of your child. And if your child is not vaccinated, it would be a good thing if they are. Dr. Mitch said it should be done. No discussion should be done. But others weighed in after I did the segment suggesting it's not a good thing. Pam Colleen is a good friend of our program. And of course, you might remember her with Andy when Andy was doing this shift on News Talk at 1290. She's a consultant. She's an author. She certainly knows about this issue about vaccines. And Pam joins us this morning. Good morning, Pam.
Good morning, Steve. How are you doing today?
Good. Great to have you back on the radio.
Thanks.
You followed this controversial story about vaccines. Are they a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, I'll start off by saying that, you know, for many, many years, Steve, I used to think, you know, vaccines were the greatest things. I used to believe that vaccines were going to make me healthy. And suddenly, I lost my health in my early 20s. And when I lost my health in my early 20s, I began to question things because the things I was doing that allegedly would contribute to my good health weren't working. So if I were to go to a medical doctor, if I were to get my vaccines, if I were to drink, you know, artificially fluoridated city water, if I were to do all of these things, they were supposed to be making me healthy, and yet I didn't have my health. I was basically half dead. And so it really came into question. All of these things that were allegedly healthy, I began to question. And I'm really glad that I did, because I got to see that a lot of these policies that are being promoted by Health Canada, you know, this policy of vaccination, this policy of artificially fluoridated water, this policy of eating a low-fat diet, all of these things really, really didn't do anything to contribute to my better health. And so when I began investigating the question of vaccines, of course, what I ended up finding out is that in the early 1900s, we began installing better hygiene and, just better hygiene overall. We were washing our hands, for example. We got horses off the streets. We had better living conditions, less crowded living conditions. We ended up with refrigeration. We ended up with all of these things that would reduce the chances of us getting an infection. And wouldn't you know it, Steve, when we started applying a lot of these new strategies, of course, this coincided with the reduction in infectious diseases overall. And around that same time, Steve, is when we started using vaccines, and the vaccine industry took credit for the reduction in infectious diseases. It wasn't actually vaccines that did it, because infectious diseases were already on the decline before the vast majority of these vaccines hit the marketplace. So you start to question these types of things, Steve, and you start to wonder, you know, vaccines are in our society because they're supposed to be making us healthier. But I look around me and I see how incredibly sick we are as a society. And I wonder, you know, are we really being fiscally responsible by spending billions of dollars on a policy that is really, to me, not adequate?
Pam Colleen is with us here on News Talk 1290. You know Pam, a health consultant, author, and she's sharing with us some thoughts from an interview we did yesterday with Dr. Mitch talking about vaccines for kids. So, Pam, bottom line, if you're a parent, are these vaccines dangerous? Or should we take a look at the Health Canada report who encourages parents to put these kids through these, I guess, dramatic situations? Because I remember going to school and I still cry like a baby when I get a needle. But you know, waiting in line, getting the vaccination, don't know what it's all about, and is it a good effect for these children?
Well, let me draw up a scenario for you that you might remember from a year ago in the news, Steve. There was a big story that hit about all these poor children who ended up with the enterovirus. Do you remember that story from about a year ago?
That's right.
Okay. So my question to the audience is to say, what protected those children from getting that virus, right? I happen to know a poor little girl who did get that virus, and I happen to also know that she eats a very high-sugar diet. And I'm sure this girl, I know for a fact that this girl had all her vaccines. What protected her? I think that we have to start questioning diet. We have to start questioning the things that are robbing us from an immune system. And one of the things that will rob us from a good immune system, of course, is to eat all these industrialized foods. They're just compromising our immune system like crazy, and yet we don't hear from Health Canada about what to do to improve our nutrition. In fact, what they're telling us to do to improve our nutrition is backfiring on us, because for decades now, they've been telling us to eat, you know, a low-fat, high-carbohydrate diet, which is going to compromise our immune system. So we have to start looking at the root cause of the problem. We have to start using the mantra, prevention is the cure, because if we use that mantra, we can save this province from going bankrupt. If we take control of our own health and start questioning these policies and start doing more for our health, we can stop this province from going bankrupt because of all these medical bills.
So what you're saying in simple terms this morning, rather than vaccines for your young kids, it's all about the diet? Is that what you're saying?
We have to look at the diet. I mean, when we started to see the rise of infectious diseases in society, Steve, about 10,000 years ago, that's when researchers started discovering that humans started developing infectious diseases. And it was when we had a dramatic shift in our diet from when we started, when we stopped being hunter-gatherers and we started an agrarian society. So we started essentially using wheat to displace meat, right? And so when we started transitioning our diet 10,000 years ago, that's when researchers see the rise of infectious diseases. We have to start questioning what we've done to our diet for centuries now that is impairing our immune system. And essentially, you know, unfortunately, the policies that Health Canada has been putting out, and even, you know, if you trickle that down to our health unit, our school system, the media, the universities, you know, when we look at this notion that somehow chemicals are greater than Mother Nature, right? If you say in society today that Mother Nature has intelligence, I mean, you become a quack, right? That chemicals after the First World War were supposed to be for our salvation, that chemicals were greater than Mother Nature. And so if you suggested that this was not so, you were ostracized by the community. But I think we've seen these policies now where chemicals have been used to allegedly make us healthier, and it just doesn't seem to be working, Steve. We have to question how and why we have turned to chemicals to make us healthier when we really should be looking at Mother Nature.
Pam, answer this one, yes or no. Has Health Canada got this vaccine story wrong?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if we stopped vaccinating people tomorrow, not only would we save billions of dollars, you know, we can actually start adopting policies that are going to actually make us healthier as a society. And right now, Steve, 6.7% of the population is going to die from infectious diseases. You know, 100 years ago, that wasn't the case because we just simply didn't know about proper hygiene and so on. So, you know, over 80% of the population, on the other hand, is going to die from chronic disease. And these are people who, unfortunately, are going to have a very poor quality of life before they die. So we're going to see all sorts of people diagnosed with everything from diabetes, heart disease, obesity, depression, chronic fatigue, anxiety, OCD. We're going to see so many people suffering for decades of their lives when all of these things could be prevented if we just adopted, you know, a healthier diet. And as you know, from the many years I was on the show with Andy, of course, what has been neglected is the importance of a diet high in animal fat, that we have to reintroduce animal fat back in our diet, because that is indeed what our cell membranes need. It's what our brain needs. It's what our heart needs. It's what our kidney needs. You know, it's what our immune system needs. And because we've been eating a low-fat diet, you know, essentially humans are falling apart at the seams, and well, we can prevent that.
Well, I'll tell you what, hang on to that thought, because on our next Wellness Wednesday, maybe if you have time, we'll talk about animal fat. Can we do that?
Absolutely, Steve. I'd love to.
All right. Listen, we got to run. Thank you very much for this, Pam, and you and I will talk again.
That would be great. Thanks, Steve.
Pam Killeen here in the Steve Garrison Show on News Talk at 1290. So there you go, folks. You got both sides of the story. All we can tell you is mums and dads, do your research. And, of course, with the web, there's lots of information out there. Some of the information is correct. Some may not be, but certainly do your research and ask your family a doctor. That's pretty important, too. Do your research. Understand what Pam has said, Pam Killeen. But it's certainly more complicated than just a yes and a no. But isn't that what this world is all about lately? There's lots of information for you to find out.